This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Stuff in our faces. Thank you again to the Milk and Honey. 13 locations in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We're all pummeling French toast and chicken
and waffles.
Very nice of them.
It's really good.
Treating us well.
The biscuits.
So good. The chicken's amazing.
But joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is amazing. Our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit you with new GT medals from Titleist. They have the new Apex irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfing by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. It's been perfect for golf.
Yeah.
No, the weather's been spectacular.
Been incredible.
Spectacular.
You there?
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, it's a little choppy.
You were kind of going in and out there for a second.
See how it goes.
Guys.
All right, so let's start off with a pretty big game, noon kick up in East Rutherford, Notre Dame and Navy. Yep. Notre Dame is... like a 13.5, 14-point fave. Last time Navy beat Notre Dame, I think it was about 8 years ago, maybe nine.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is interesting because Blake Horvath, who's Navy's quarterback, and obviously Navy, Army and Navy are just known for running, but he leads the nation in pass efficiency and yards per attempt. He's actually a really good thrower, and they're scoring a lot more touchdowns each week than they were last year. So this will be interesting. It's a great test, and especially since Army and Navy are both ranked now and both undefeated. This is a very interesting game.
Yeah, I hope it'll be fun. I have been an advocate for years of Navy and Notre Dame not playing every year because of the imbalance. Notre Dame can recruit anybody. They have their own TV network. They never play the game in Annapolis. It's always like this, either
right.
at a so-called neutral site where Notre Dame has 75% of the fans or at Notre Dame. So that's why, you know, it's easy to see why Navy wins so rarely. They lost 43 in a row from 1964 to 2006 and then finally won in triple overtime in 2007. But this is a good Navy team. It's not a fluke that they're 6-0. It's not because their schedule's been that easy. They beat Memphis, which is a good team, earlier in the season. They've dominated their opponents. I mean, they're winning games by like an average of 25 points. Notre Dame's really good. I still don't know how they lost to Northern Illinois because they've been crushing their opponents too. And, I talked to Brian Newberry earlier in the week, and he said, look, it won't take a miracle for us to win, but we'll have to play damn near close to a perfect game. And I think that's a realistic outlook. And it's great for Navy and Army to be this good. They could meet in the conference championship game.
Yeah, that's crazy. They could play back-to-back. They could play back-to-back games, Army and Navy.
Yes, they could play Friday, December, I think it's December 8th. No, December 6th.
Yep.
And then play again 8 days later in the Army-Navy game on the 14th. That's possible right now.
Yep.
So it is certainly an intriguing game, and it'll be a different level of test for Navy than what they faced so far this season.
Where will you be watching it?
Right here in the chair that I'm sitting in.
Oh, good.
In my house.
Yeah.
I thought about going, but tomorrow is Jane's birthday, and so I'm going to drive up and after the game and have dinner with her and stay overnight. So the Post actually asked me if I wanted to go, but Sally Jenkins is going to go, which is good.
How old is your daughter now?
14.
Mm. Time flies. Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, you guys know. You've been through it with your kids.
Yeah, of course.
But it does fly.
It does go fast. And you know, you look at Jane's now 5'8", and I look at her and I say, wait, this is the baby I held in my arms on the night she was born.
Mm.
And now she's a tall, pretty girl. She's a great kid. I love her, obviously. But yeah, she'll be 14 tomorrow.
Wow.
Thank God.
Do you
made it to the 26th because Bob Knight's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. Do you travel less now that you've moved out where you have? Because I mean, it's a little less convenient for you, right?
It is. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I'm a 3-hour drive from D.C.
Yeah.
And I've gotten used to it now because I go up and see Jane once a week. But, yeah, it's certainly less convenient. But and you guys know that in latter years I've become a driver. Mm-hmm. I fly, as I tell people, I fly when I'm heavily drugged and heavily overpaid, basically.
That's the best way to fly.
That is the best way to fly. There's no question about it. And my problem isn't so much the flying, you know, once you get off the ground and everything. It's the whole airport scene, which is still, even all these years after 9/11, a mob scene most times.
Right. All right. Well, you have any thoughts? Can I transfer to Skins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have any thoughts on a best guess as to whether or not? I mean, I know you're just guessing, but right. Jaden hasn't practiced for 2 days. They, right. You know, Schefter reported that he's going to try to attempt whatever that means to practice today.
You can always attempt.
Right. So I don't know what that means. I'm assuming if he does actually practice today, they'll say it's limited, but I actually think that would be a good sign.
I think he's going to play, honestly. Yeah. I mean, they could play Mariota for a week or two. He's perfectly competent to do that. And I certainly wouldn't do anything that would put Daniels at risk if I were the team. Mm. But my sense on Monday, I heard a comment from Quinn saying, you know, well, we'll have to see as the week goes on. When a coach says that, that usually means he expects the player to play. You know, if it were less likely, they would say, well, you know, he's banged up. We'll have to see. But it's a tough injury to come back from, whatever. So I think he'll play.
And I certainly
wouldn't. I wouldn't bet at any of the 9 million betting sites we have now. But I think he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he does
yeah, who do you like?
Well, it's in Chicago, right?
No, it's here.
Do they ever play road games? It feels like they played at home every week. If it's in D.C., I would lean towards the Commanders. I think they're a better team than Chicago overall. You know, Chicago's benefited from a very weak schedule to be 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders have beaten a couple of good teams along the way, although they haven't had a terrible schedule either. But, I would lean toward the Commanders. But there's a reason, guys, why I don't bet on games. And that's because I like having a roof over my head.
Well, you don't have to bet a lot. You can bet a few dollars here and there just to keep you interested.
You might have the compulsion, though.
Do you know Jason made a bet, John, the other day? He admitted to us that it was for $1.79.
Yeah, and it paid me
$1.79?
It paid me $13,
yeah,
and I was happy.
He's a degenerate, John. He just likes the action.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I know there are a lot of people like that. My brother's a little bit like that. He likes to gamble, but never in a way that gets him in trouble.
Look, John, I went through a stretch of my life, John, when I was in college and just out of college, even in high school, where I bet money I didn't have, a lot of money, and I owed a lot of money to bookies and had to borrow from uncles. It was just embarrassing. So now that I've got money, I protect it. You know, I treasure my money that I have, so I don't want to just throw it away.
Pressure's lining up to win $10 when you haven't got $10.
Right.
You know, I know I have an addictive personality. My mother was an alcoholic. I certainly could have gone that way earlier in my life. Did not, but I'm aware of that
I think I'm heading that way. Actually,
yeah. Well, you wouldn't be the first.
Yeah,
you probably wouldn't be the first who does this show on occasion. So anyway, I would not bet on this game if I were going to bet on a game. I think Daniels will play. I think Daniels is the real deal. I know people have started to say that now after what is seven games. I think I said to you guys in preseason, I thought he was the real deal. And that's why if there's any question about whether he should play, I'd sit him, you know, let Mariota be the quarterback for a week or two. That's what happened in Robert Griffin's first year.
Yeah.
He got hurt, missed a couple weeks. It happens. Not many teams get through an entire season with one quarterback.
Yeah, it rarely happens now.
Well, I think the difference is we kind of had a weird, like, fake protocol that was going on there. Remember who was the famous surgeon that was on the sideline all the time?
Dr. Andrews.
But the information never really got to Shannon. Like, it was all weird. Now it seems like process is better. And if the doctors clear him, well, why the hell wouldn't Quinn play him?
Uh-huh.
No, I agree. It's not one of those situations where I think Griffin insisted on going back in the game. And Dr. Andrews just stood there wearing his little beanie cap and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen today. That if the doctor says to Quinn today, tomorrow, whenever he can go, I think he'll go.
Right.
Talking to Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. A lot going on from the World Series to the start of the NHL and NBA season. I wanted to ask him real quick, though. What'd you make of LeBron and Bronny's first game together?
It was good theater. I don't think Bronny's an NBA player. I think they'll keep him around for a while and eventually send him to the G League because that would be the best thing for him. But LeBron has met his goal of playing in an NBA game with his son. Bronny's played in the NBA, but I watched the kid play at USC some, and I've seen him play since then some. I don't think he's an NBA player right now. That doesn't mean he won't become one. I mean, remember, he only went to college for 1 year. He had the setback with the heart issue. So there's good reason to think, well, you know, give him a couple of years in the G League, let him learn, let him improve, hopefully get well coached. And then see if he's an NBA player. I don't think it's fair to judge him right now.
All right, so let's talk about the World Series. Rob Manfred and, of course, Fox could not ask for a better matchup.
Right.
Game one tonight in L.A. And, you know, these two teams have not faced each other since 1981 in the World Series, which is kind of crazy. So the Dodgers, think about it. I mean, I know they won the World Series in the COVID year. I kind of throw that out. John, I don't know how you feel about
it. I do too. So, I throw out all results that were affected by COVID.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, there was no one there, but, you know, fine. They're in the history books of winning the World Series in 2020. But the last time they won before that was 88. This is just a huge matchup with huge stars. I know you're upset the Mets aren't there, but thoughts?
I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed, but I'm not upset. They had a great year.
They did,
and it was fun. It was a lot.
This matchup?
Well, I think, like you said, it should be a great matchup for TV ratings. It's a shame they waited 5 days between the last game of the playoffs and the World Series. I hate when they do that. The NBA does it sometimes too, but. I kind of lean toward the Yankees. Don't ask me why. I don't have a logical reason. You know, I'm not one of those guys who goes through player by player or does analytics or anything. I think the Yankees have the best starting pitcher in Cole. They have two and potentially three superstars in the middle of their lineup if Stanton continues to hit. I think it'll be a 6 or 7 game series. If I had to bet, which fortunately I don't, I'd bet on the Yankees, and then the Dodgers would win.
This is going to be. I'm actually looking forward to this tonight. First pitch.
No, it's going to be fun. Stay up, and you guys know I don't stay up for much.
Yeah.
But I think that the only good thing about the Mets series was they were so far behind in most games I was able to go to bed.
Right, you can punt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'll watch all nine innings or certainly if it goes extras right. tonight, but I'm going to watch as much as I can before I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, see how the game goes. If it's a tight game, I'll stay up. If it's not, I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
Get ready for Navy Notre Dame.
That's right. There's a lot going on this weekend.
There is a lot going on. You got the World Series. You got a bunch of good football games, college and pro. And like you said, hockey and basketball are underway. I wish ESPN would hype the NBA a little more. You know, they only do it about 23 hours a day.
We haven't talked about the Caps at all, right? I know we haven't for a second. I mean, any thoughts on the hot start? Is this for real, or is this just kind of mirage, fluky, roller coaster? That's going to be what it always is.
I think it's more than a mirage. I think they're good. I think they will make the playoffs. They won't have to wait till the last day of the regular season to do it. I don't think they're the best team in the East or in the league, but I think they're a very solid hockey team. They made some good moves during the summer. McClellan's been a very good general manager. They've had back-to-back excellent general managers in McPhee and McClellan, and I think they're well coached. Which was a question mark last year. I don't think it is this year. It's like when I was talking, like I said earlier this week, to Newberry, Brian Newberry, he said that one of the things that was better this year, besides a lot of other things involving the players, of course, was that he's a better coach because it's his second year as opposed to his first year. He feels more comfortable in the job. He's been through it all once now. I think the same is true of the Caps. They've got a second-year coach who's been through it all, who went through a tight race to get into the playoffs last year. And I think he'll be a better coach this year. I think they're solid. I think they're a very solid team that could be like a 4-5 seed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, John.
That'd be nice.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the birthday with your daughter.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yep.
And talk to you next week. It'll be November.
I know.
It's crazy. Hope the warm weather continues. All right,
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit your clubs, then custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. You can get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.